Episode 136, Puking TV. This is our 2 of 4 in this evening at the Boston Stroger. This week we talk about using the ladies' room, Joel Train plans a slip and fall, and the Pope shows up. You can find us places, you can call or text numbers, and I think that's it. Thanks for listening. Kids? Goodness sakes.
Becomes the question for me. Like, if I can,
doesn't matter.
I don't think it's super rude because no one knows. Like, the casual onlooker doesn't know how much you can or cannot wait.
Peeing all over a women's bathroom.
Definitely go on the seat.
Okay.
Go all over the seat.
Are you origamiing?
Huh?
Are you origamiing?
I was thinking about making that sign.
Oh yeah.
I was gonna do a little like teepee.
Nice.
Like, come join us. Have a seat.
Whoa.
Talk on mic if you want.
Sounds good. It's cold in here.
It did get a little chilly. This 3/4 sleeve t-shirt isn't cutting it. I wanted to ask you, do you have any strong feelings about Jimmy Pardo?
I don't really know. Like, I've heard an interview or two with him or whatever, but I'm not terribly familiar.
He's going to be at Wiley's on Saturday.
Really?
Like $12.
Like not today, Saturday?
No, next this coming weekend.
I will pass. $12 ain't bad, though.
No, it seemed pretty reasonable. And I've never been to that club.
Really?
Never. And I've heard good things.
It's a club, I guess.
Yeah.
I've been there several times, I think.
It's got to be better than the fucking green, man. I just haven't... Ugh.
Do they do... Is there a comedy place up there?
Yeah, Funny Bone.
Huh.
Funny Bone in the green.
Where at?
Like over next to Abuelo's. Like on that like extension, like as they move toward the highway.
Is it a big club?
I don't know. I've never been inside it.
Oh.
I was supposed to go see Bobby's buddy there, but like it was a madhouse outside.
Really? No,
yeah. Huh. I think I told that story.
You might have.
I felt pretty bad about it.
Okay. Oh, because you got tickets from him.
Well, yeah. Like I got a pass from him, but like it was like bonkers, dude.
Really?
Like. There were a ton of, like, drunk, like, kids, like, high school kids there. And, like, just the whole, like, it was cold outside.
Yeah.
And, like, I stood outside for, like, 45 minutes, like, in line. And, like, didn't get there as early as I should have, obviously. But, like, was early enough that I stood in line for fucking 45 minutes.
Yuck.
Baloney.
And I hate the green. I just hate it.
Yeah,
with every
reasonable.
Fiber of my being. Dun, 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 dun.
It's the German techno hour.
What do they call this music?
When,
like, they have, like, a name for it in radio.
Irritating?
This music, yes. Yes, irritating is the... I went and saw another comedian.
Oh, yeah?
Doug Stanhope.
How was that?
It was amazing.
Yeah?
I went all by myself.
Nice.
All by my...
Don't want to be...
...self. Went to Indianapolis.
Wow.
Drove all... Well, like... Yeah. In terms of comedians, here's why I was willing to do that. There's a few comedians that I would do that for.
Okay.
He's one of them.
Okay.
He got bumped to the top of the list because his, like, he's full-on alcoholic.
Okay.
And abuses other drugs from time to time. And so I feel like I want to go see him before he dies in a plane crash.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, who knows?
Yeah.
Hopefully,
that's why I saw Richie Valens.
Right. Like, I literally had that feeling, like, this fucker's going down, and who knows when, and I don't know if he's going to be
right
closer.
That's understandable.
It was like $25.
Whoa. All right.
It was a good show, though. He did, like, an hour and a half.
That seems like a lot of money for somebody that kind of has a name, and I'm not trying to be an asshole to Doug Stanhope.
No, yeah.
Like, I think I paid the same amount for Tracy Morgan back in the day.
Right.
Which seems like...
It was right around what I paid for Stephen Wright.
Really? Huh.
But that's the, like, I was thinking about this, like, so, like, there's maybe two bands that are big bands that I would go see, like, in, like, a concert setting.
Yeah.
Those tickets would be $100.
Yeah.
And so, like, that's the nice thing about, like, being a comedy nerd is, like...
Cheaper date.
You ain't gonna pay much more than, like, $30 a ticket for, like, the best of the best... Like, that tier. I don't think that tier goes a whole lot above $30. I mean, I know Stephen Wright's not a fucking household name, but I...
Pretty close, yeah.
I think so. Huh. But, like, I looked up, like, Lewis Black tickets were about $25-$30. Yeah. He's a pretty big name. I'm trying to think of other people.
Yeah. I bet it gets expensive for people you don't want to see.
What do you mean?
Dane Cook. It's probably an expensive
ticket.
That's
a good point. But, like, that's the beauty of, like, Dane Cook can sell all the $100 tickets
that's
he
true,
wants.
Yeah.
Like, he's not going to sell any
still
to me.
Still not going to me. This lady over here is giving me the creeps, dude. On the wall.
Oh, on the wall.
Keeps on looking at me all hard.
That is a man.
That explains it.
That's why it's giving you the creeps.
Okay. Yeah.
That's why it's giving you the creeps.
Still in the belly of the beast? Live?
Still.
From the Belly of the Beast on Brown Street, Dayton, Ohio. Welcome
Oklahoma
to Smart Coffee.
City.
We are Joel Train and me.
Fuck, yep.
I fucked it up.
Oh, yeah.
If you're just joining us.
And we know you are.
Welcome to Smart Coffee.
Yeah.
I think that's how it goes. I got notes. Joel Train and me. Hi.
Hi. I got way more stuff from those house
Sweet.
Visitors.
All right.
This is a quick one while you look up notes. I just highlighted two things on this page.
Okay.
The first one's the title of the article.
Good.
Why Live by Bible Standards. The second one is a subheading in the article. I quickly felt better. No, I quickly felt relief. So.
I would tend to disagree.
If you need to be relieved is all I'm saying.
Okay.
Like,
I'll keep it in mind.
But like, I think they just rock like a regular Bible. I don't get why Christine hates him so much. She's really mad at him. I don't, like...
Never know what they're going to do.
They're not rocking Ron Hubbard shit.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have a Torah. I just don't get... So you didn't
That's
quickly
weird.
Feel relief? Long
when
term,
I was,
did you feel relief?
Long term, maybe a little bit, but it was so much work.
Right.
Like, so much work.
Right, for not much relief.
Yeah.
You could just drink. That's what I do.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, it's a little
way
more expensive,
relief.
But
way more
super,
relief.
Yeah,
way easier,
quicker results,
way quicker.
Yeah.
So there's
tastier.
A couple works with that. Yeah. Well, depending.
My Bible's not very tasty.
Well, I don't know. I feel like mine's like...
That's because you coach yours in that weird stuff.
Well, you got to put your asset somewhere. Okay. So I stamped that motherfucker out all the way through 1 Corinthians, buddy. Deep in the trip.
That paper's probably good for it.
Eating page after page.
It'll dissolve, though, I bet, quick. It's nice, like, what's that?
Nice, thin paper, yeah.
And they're fucking, there's some kind of paper you can eat.
Rice paper?
Yeah, I think that's probably it. Yeah, and you just eat it.
Yeah.
Should be covered in LSD.
Somebody's shaking a rice paper Bible at you like, eat it! Well, don't mind if I do. I'll start with the index. Those
I got it right.
Those who live by Bible standards have a clean conscience and enjoy stronger family relationships.
Only because you were brainwashed to feel that way, though, right?
I don't even know, like, number one, I don't know how anybody gets a clean conscience. Like, I just, you must not be paying attention to what you're doing.
Yeah.
Because, like,
you're
really...
still buying something from China.
Exactly. Or, like, if you look in, like, there's almost not a purchase you can make that doesn't have somebody's fucking blood on it.
I do love blood.
And stronger family relationships? Like, that's pretty vague, too.
Yeah. Sexual, I assume.
I guess. I guess it's at least included, right?
Yeah, I would
with
think
your,
so.
With your kids?
Yeah.
These Jehovah's Witnesses are gross.
Yeah, I'd say so. Huh. All right.
Did I cut you off? Were you trying to say something?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
We, last week, were at Occupy Dayton.
Oh, yeah.
Downtown Dayton, not a good spot for, like, a big movement like that, I believe. Because there's inevitable riots, right? I mean, it inevitably gets to the point where things go bad and...
I feel like it's much more likely that inevitably everybody just kind of goes home.
Not if it's a good Occupy movement, though. We're thinking positively.
Okay, well then why inevitable riots?
Because that's what people do when they're...
Okay, well then why is Dayton bad for it? Like, you don't think we don't have stuff to... We don't
have
windows?
No good stores to loot. Exactly, yeah.
Huh.
It's basically a failing downtown, right?
Not many consumer electronics stores.
Yeah, there's like a pawn shop. That's about it.
And good luck
you don't
with
those loot,
pawn shops.
Yeah, you don't want to loot used shit either.
Well,
I want a brand new TV.
Like, I don't think you want to loot from that owner. I don't think you want to loot.
How much is the TV industry being big flat screens now? Is that based on the being more difficult to carry out of a department store window?
They've just pushed up.
Yeah.
I was wondering if somehow the TV industry isn't behind rioting.
That could be too.
Like
that's where I see all my
rights. Like to push up demand.
Yeah. Okay.
For like,
okay. Yeah.
look how awesome these.
Everybody
TVs
loves
are.
TVs.
Look how much these people love TVs. Yeah. You could just come in and buy one. Yeah. No biggie.
You don't have to occupy anything.
Right.
Okay. Just not in Dayton. Because we don't.
Yeah,
have
you're
those kind of
you're
stores.
Absolutely right about the stores.
Okay. They might want to work on the location then. Move to the green. It might be a better place to go.
Occupy the green would be the dopest ever if that wasn't all private property and you'd get kicked the fuck out.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Huh.
I had friends once, a long time ago.
Okay. I could see that.
So I knew these dudes who, because friends is probably a little strong, actually. Are they going to play Our House?
Yeah.
Is that what
this
is?
Yeah. Enjoy the soundtrack, folks. Belly of the Beast.
So they went. They were gonna have a Pirates versus Ninjas pillow fight, right?
That's
like they
clear,
like,
but okay.
Essentially, they do this as like.
I would advise you to not call them friends.
Well, too late.
Okay.
Really, they were more of acquaintances. Maybe a couple within that crew I would consider like friends, but for the most part, just acquaintances. But like they almost do it as like a performance art thing.
Okay.
Like they go to a mall or to a green or to whatever.
Okay.
And they all like. Just sort of wander in.
Fat bellies because they're hiding pillows in their shirts, or no?
I guess.
Okay.
But like, why even bother hiding it? Like, you're dressed as a ninja. Like,
yeah, okay.
Everybody knows something about the
fat ninja.
Like,
yeah.
20 ninjas and 25 pirates just wandered into the mall, like, all within 5 or 10 minutes.
I'm calling the cops. Paul Blart, dude.
No, well, they did it at the Green, and security, like, 30 seconds.
Repelling from the trees and
after,
shit.
Yeah, like 30 seconds after they pulled out pillows, it was like, get the fuck out.
Really?
Get the fuck out or we're calling the cops.
Huh. That's pretty sweet.
And, like, that was perfect for it. Like, they did it in, like, they didn't even disrupt shopping, like, outside of the visual spectacle of it.
I don't think kids playing in that damn water fountain all the time, so. Like,
yeah,
what's the difference?
How much worse is that than a.
Kids are screaming and making noise and being annoying.
And get, plus, maybe you get a little, you know, maybe Channel 7 shows up.
That's true. And you got to buy a ninja mask somewhere, so.
I think as long as those pillow.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Ninjas and pirates, you said?
Yeah,
they have both of those stores at the Green. You'd think that, like, yeah, come on in.
Yeah, and I think it was around, like, Halloween.
That's silly. That's
The only way that it's potentially a problem is if... I've never seen a pillow fight in real life where this happened.
Sure.
But in the movies, it seems like the pillows break open at some point and, like,
feathers
go
everywhere. Yeah. I was thinking bricks, but okay. Little bars of soap.
Pillow fight, but, like... One dude's super into it and like
prison style.
What do you need 53 bars of soap for, dude? Like at the Meijer or the Walmart, like checking out
Bed Bath and Beyond, dude.
Do you guys have any more soap?
At the Green.
Yeah, we got a bunch of like shower gels. No. I need bars of soap. Do you have any more bars of soap? No, we don't. Nobody uses that anymore, dude. Because people kept putting it in pillowcases. Beating the fuck out of each other friends. Holding other fat friends in bed. Beating the fuck out of them. And telling them to shut up and do more push-ups and, like, run faster and stuff. Our house. Whose house? Our house.
It's in the middle of our street.
Seems like a traffic issue. Can you smell my one? Can you smell my one?
Maybe a little bit, now that you mention it. Yeah.
Wow, man, the hits just keep coming.
Really?
What is happening?
I don't know.
At some point, somebody was like, "Yeah, I think I got a good idea for a song." And this is what came out.
They were mistaken, I believe.
Oh, dude, I went on a vicious... So, I've realized I consume TV in benders.
Okay.
Like, I go on a crazy kick. Yeah. Like, I watched The Middle.
Don't know.
It's the mom from Everybody Loves Raymond.
Okay, I don't.
And the janitor from
Screw
ER. And
my bad.
And they're in a sitcom. And it's all right.
Okay.
By my standards, it's all right.
But you like King of Queens and some shit.
I'm a sucker for sitcoms. Like, even bad sitcoms, I'll watch.
Okay.
I don't know why, but I will.
Yeah.
But, like, watch them. Like, watch, like, 7 episodes on Hulu. Yeah. Like, all in a row one night. Yeah. For the last... Coming up on 48 hours. No. Just over 24. I watched, like, half of season 15 of South Park.
Yeah.
And half of season 14.
Nice.
So I've consumed, like, a whole season.
I think I watched 4 hours of Mad Men yesterday.
Nice. I did that on Mad Men, too.
Yeah. I was up till 5 o'clock this morning watching.
Have you checked out Breaking Bad on Netflix?
Yeah, and I can't get into it.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I've watched probably 3 or 4 episodes of it and, like, whatever.
That's okay.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm realizing, like, that this has been an established pattern.
Do you purge? You binge on the TV and purge on the TV?
Well, I mean, I guess I purge in the sense of, like, I love South Park, but I went 2 years without watching an episode.
Okay. So no puking involved, really.
I don't know how you puke up something you watched.
I think it's possible.
Do you eye puke it? Like, and just like your pupils dilate and images fall out of your skull. Yeah.
God, it'd be sweet if that happened. Sounds all right.
How would you make yourself do that? Like, would you have to like stick a little, like the end of a toothbrush in your eye to
siphon?
Like trigger it?
Okay.
Or maybe just like, just pour Epicac. In your eyes, like with a little dripper.
Yeah, that sounds good.
And your eyes just vomit up. That would be good because I've seen some shows that I wished I could get out of my fucking consciousness.
Anything for Trisha Heaton, I'd like to get rid of that. anything with Patricia Heaton.
Mm-hmm. I got drunk at that Stanhope thing, dude.
Really?
Yeah, nice. Like, I went there on an empty stomach because it was at like a bar, but a bar where they were supposed to have food.
Okay.
Because it wasn't even a comedy club, which I thought was cool. Huh. I guess he books all his own shows.
Yeah.
Like, doesn't have an agent anymore, just calls up places, advertises on Facebook. And so he, like, works essentially bars, but, like, it was fucking packed. They sold out, and there were, it was, I can't imagine it being under fire capacity. Yeah. It seemed over to me. Nice. I mean, it was, if there was a fire in there, we would have been fucked. By the way, Indiana's awesome. You can smoke in the bars.
Really?
So that was sweet.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, dude, I was just like, chain
people
smoking.
Can, like, make their own decisions, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, believe it or not, still, Hoosier State.
Yeah.
Congressman, soon to be Governor Mike Pence is in charge of that.
Sweet. That's a good move.
So I went on an empty stomach, and then, like, they had, so it's like, I hate to say it. Well, I don't really hate to say it, I guess. Hipster bar. Just fully hipster bar, like, called the Sinking Ship.
Yikes.
Sort of, like, there's an octopus painted on the wall.
Yeah.
But they had, like, reasonably priced Jameson. And cheap 16 ounces of PBR, because it's a hipster bar.
Yeah, no, you didn't even have to say that part.
So, I was just going up, like, I went up, like, three times to the bar, and was just like, give me a Jameson off the ice, off the rocks, and a PBR. And so, like, I was just, like, sipping on my Jameson, sipping on my PBR. I got drunk, and then had, like, hour and 45 minute drive home. I called up Silky Smooth on the way back.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, I talked to him for probably like 45 minutes of the drive.
Huh. Does the Watchtower have anything to say about drunk driving?
Not that I saw.
They should. They might want to.
It might fall under this, under the heading, how can fathers stay close to their sons? List number two is a lack of a good example. That's the closest it comes to. Lack of balanced advice.
So they're encouraging you to teach them how to drive drunk?
I think so.
Okay. That makes sense then.
It was about to be pretty really good. Like, but, I scarfed some McDonald's before I left. Because I was, like, really hungry. Because they didn't have... So I go there. Yeah. I was planning on having, like, one of those, like, drink specials.
And some...
And get some fried
chicken
fucking
sticks.
Bar food.
Yeah. Cheese sticks. That's
but
what I
But no, I had, like, three Jamesons and... 3 16-ounce fucking PBRs and hadn't eaten anything since lunch and was like, on, dude. And I stopped. The crazy thing is, like, I stopped drinking, like, before the show started.
Yeah.
And it was like a 2.5-hour show.
Nice. Wow.
That's what I, and I thought, like, that's how I'll be cool. Like, I can get a little rowdy.
Yep.
But it'll be fine because I'll be cool. It's going to be 2.5 hours later.
James is strong.
Smooth, though, dude. I think I found my whiskey.
Really?
I'm not a big, like, straight liquor drinker.
Yeah.
And it was really tasty. Yeah. Like, it was a nice, smooth, like...
Hipsters drink it for a reason.
I guess so. I stole the glass.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I'm notorious for shit like that. Like, one of the things... I got a couple
free,
souvenirs.
Free French press somewhere. I don't see it on the table anymore.
Oh, fuck. I didn't put it in my bag, so... I think Joe probably took it when he dropped that off. You can still have the timer, though, if you want.
Nice.
Oh, what was I going to say? I forget.
Me too.
It was a good show, though. Yeah, Hipster Bar.
Jameson's? Is that what you're...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jameson's?
Oh, no, it was the souvenir part, right?
Oh,
so
yeah.
I was on the will call list for the ticket, like, so I didn't have to get it shipped to my house, and I didn't have the option of losing it or anything. What I didn't realize was, like, you don't get a ticket. Like, your name's just on a list.
Yeah.
And I sort of, like, I'm sort of a girl this way. Like, I don't scrapbook, but I want to, like, collect pieces for a scrapbook.
Yeah.
Even though I'll never make the scrapbook.
It's a box of fire of an, eventually.
And, there he is. Pull up a chair, buddy. So.
Little way to be an asshole.
Little way to be an asshole. Pull up a chair as loudly as possible every time you're asked. Oh, so I like my little, like, stuff, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So there was two dudes that I'm standing in line, like, as we're, like, piled up waiting to get in. And they're trying to, like, they're like, you got a ticket? And I'm like, yeah, man, I think I'm at the will call or whatever. And he's like, shit, like, our wife and girlfriend bailed on us. And so we got, like, two extra tickets we're trying to sell.
Nice.
So they were trying, and I ended up, like, there was, like, an empty aisle seat next to them. And seating's always weird on that kind of shit, like, when you go solo.
Yeah.
So, like, as they're trying to sell those tickets and not having any luck, they, like, sat down at the end of the, like, close to when the show's about to start. And I'm like, hey, man, I'll buy you a drink or give you $5 or whatever, like, just for the souvenir if you can't off both those tickets. So, dude, like, gave me the ticket, and I gave him, went up and bought him a beer.
Oh, yeah.
And then the other thing that I did was, like, toward the end of the show, to, like, just slip my cocktail glass into my fucking coat.
Check your mugs on your way out, dude. Or on our way out.
They're what?
Check your mugs on our way out. Joel's going to steal them.
I'm not going to... Not one of these mugs.
You don't want those mugs. No. They got a corporate logo on there.
Yeah.
You know
no, this was a nice, the glass was real thick. It was like a short, like square cocktail.
Was it
glass.
Like a martini glass?
No, like a cocktail, like
what is called, like a snifter,
almost like a scotch glass, like what you'd see like scotch poured into, just a basic, like sort of short, 3.5 inch tall glass or whatever. But yeah, then drove home drunk with probably what could have been considered an open container in the car.
Can I ask a legal question?
A legal question?
Yeah.
Let me talk to my legal team, but sure.
Yeah. So I'm working this through my head, and there's a little bit of stress building right back here.
About this?
Yeah. So I'm wondering that when you go post, if you could just remove the name of where you're at.
Of the joint?
Yeah.
Sure.
That made me feel really good.
Okay.
Sure.
And you guys can stay.
Can I rhyme it with something?
Like Boston Stoker bus.
There you go.
Yes, that's a good rhyme.
Yeah, we'll just say we're Boston Stokers in Oklahoma City.
Cool.
Sure.
I have no problem with that.
We were talking about it outside, and like, wouldn't you get in more trouble for like the French press?
No, I can give away 2 drinks today, so that's one, and French press 2.
Oh, okay.
Thanks. What are you going to drink?
What would be the issue, just out of curiosity?
Well,
if you're comfortable staying on topic.
Well, I'm thinking about...
Just the horrible things we're saying, potentially.
Not about this place.
No. I know.
This is a great place.
I don't think that's the problem. I think it's recording on a private property. Look, I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying...
And I get you, and like, I want to be very respectful, because like, it's really cool you let us come in here. I just want to... Like, understand where you see the trouble. Like, what about it being private property?
Well, because, I mean, if you were to ask probably anybody else, any other manager, they'd probably say no.
Well, how come that guy can have a computer? Those chicks have a computer.
Yeah.
And they're talking. Well, not so much.
Right. Hey, just letting you
know. Like, that would just be, I'm just saying that would
I'm
be
I'm just
my...
trying to cover my bases.
No, well, yeah.
This song makes no sense.
Your fucking soundtrack here makes no sense.
Can you even hear it on there?
I don't know.
I think so.
Maybe.
I hope you don't get
I would imagine,
in trouble for that either.
That'd be sweet. Some crazy licensing shit.
Oh, that would be a perfect storm of legal lawsuits right there.
Yeah. See, I'm thinking of the other way is, like, trying to get
Boston Stroker
name out. And we're, like, the Throngs.
Yeah.
That who've likely never heard of this place.
Yeah. It is kind of a...
There's very likely that no one's ever heard
of Boston Stroker.
My only, like, concern on the legal thing is, like, I'm planning to do a slip and fall on the way out. And so...
And they would just pile it on even more.
Right.
And it's all going to come down... Who was a shift on duty at night? Joseph Riffle.
They have, like, cameras in here?
Yeah.
You going to get questioned about that?
No, there's nothing out here. But they're all, like...
Oh, they're watching... Wow, they're watching the Watchers.
Yeah.
That's, I get it.
Smart move.
Yeah.
Who do you think made up the slip and fall?
The Watchers.
Yep.
How was your drink?
Very tasty, thank you.
Yep.
Very tasty.
How's your drink?
Water?
Since you gave away all your coffees for the night.
I wouldn't lick that.
Well, I can have as much as I want personally. But giving away, I can give away.
Oh, okay. So, like, a regular employee can only give away one? And you can give away 2?
No. We're all the same. Like, Ashley, she can give away 2.
Well, why'd you need her number? Why didn't you use your number?
Oh, because I was on my till.
Oh, okay.
Because why?
I was on my till.
Oh.
I still don't understand.
If I was on hers, I could use my
more behind-the-scenes talk.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes at the coffee shop.
Hey, those Jehovah's Witnesses have another magazine that's not the Watchtower.
Okay.
It's called...
Awake.
Awake, but not just Awake. Awake!
Awake, you gotta get it.
It's got an exclamation point.
Yeah. Awake. I think that's what it is.
And I had an interesting question up front. Could there be a more important question in all of human existence than, is there a God?
Yes.
I think so, too.
These questions are easy as shit,
I think,
dude.
So, too. Where's the bathroom?
That's pretty important.
Just to start.
Yeah.
Like, just, like, in that moment, I think it's more important.
What's wrong with your face?
Perfect question.
Yeah.
Why the suits?
Why the
Thank
suits?
You.
Do
if
you have mustard?
Only, if there's salt? Pepper? If there's only 144,000 allowed.
Yeah.
How do you guys
agree? We already talked about that. Yeah, that's super heaven.
That's no railings heaven.
No railings?
No railings
heaven.
Yeah,
that's super heaven. And then, like, the Earth gets turned into, like, Awesome Town. Like, it's Disney-fied or whatever. And then everybody else just gets to chill down here.
Chill, not burning in hell.
Right. And then there's hell.
And then there's hell.
I think there's hell. I don't know.
I haven't looked as deeply into the Watchtower literature as you have.
Well, it's not...
So did you let him in your house?
Like, I had that in-depth conversation with an ex-Jehovah's Witness while I was training him at work. Yeah, he gave me the fucking straight dope, dude. The straight dope, like, was really upfront about it and, like, talked about how, like, it's kind of manipulative and, like, they bought these. The people that came to my
never
house,
born.
They bought these. They
really?
Bought these
what?
To give those away.
That's interesting.
That's considered, like, donation. Like, that's considered part of their tithing is to buy those and give them away.
They got to get them printed and all that shit?
Well, I'm sure, like, that's all set up through the church, but they buy their individual, he said,
wow.
at least. That they buy their individual issues.
I'd make digital copies.
Yeah.
I think like, they'd like,
check out this on my Apple
link.
iPad.
Yeah.
Or you want me to send you a link?
Yeah.
Let me send you a link.
Because they, like, thumb through it. Like, when they hit you up, you've never actually talked to them, it sounds like, but, like...
I was busy.
They hit you up, and they're like, huh? And, like, they're flipping through it and pointing at stuff, and then they...
Have you heard of this?
I think every time I've talked to them, they've had, like, these Bibles that are, like...
Tiny Bibles.
Like a small...
Oh, I've seen those.
Like a quarter of an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper-sized Bible.
Okay. Like an index card Bible.
Right, but thicker. And with a bunch of pages.
Bunch of cards.
Bunch of index cards.
Thinner.
All bound together. And then they, like... So they bust that out, and they flip through it. And I was, like... number one, and I may have talked about this, too, like, really attractive ladies.
Really?
Really attractive. Huh. Like, I may be partial to black chicks, but, like, conservatively dressed.
The ones I got were not that much.
I've gotten some olds, too.
Yeah, they might have been back in their day, but they were past their prime.
But I've seen some really attractive ladies. This one was with her husband.
Did you let them in your house?
No, fuck no. I treat them the same way I treat the cops, which
open
is
the door, step
open
out.
The door, step out, close the fucking door. Close the door.
Yeah, that's a good move.
You're not looking at my
see
own.
In there.
Don't let him in.
Can you back up a little bit? I need to shut this door and stand out here so you don't see in.
Because it's an opium den in there.
Yeah.
And you don't need to.
Yeah, obviously.
You don't need to see that.
Oh, yeah, so awake. Yeah, I think there's a lot more important questions. Like, that's an important question,
bathroom?
I guess, but.
Does
it's
it
a
really,
lot more
like,
important.
If you don't find the answer to that, no big whoop. If you do
Where's
find
his
the
penis?
Answer to, that's important.
That's an important question.
Yeah. Yeah, like, I could use some water. Well, that's not a question.
That's a statement.
Do you have some water?
There you go.
Yeah. That one works.
I'm thirsty.
Yeah.
Where were you born?
I don't think that's
that one
weird.
Might
oh,
be
come
relevant.
On.
It might be relevant sometimes.
Sometimes.
Customs.
Mustard. Where's the mustard?
What's that smell? That one might be important.
What's
Way
that?
More important.
Yeah.
What if there's dead bodies? Yeah. Like, what if that smells a dead body smell?
Yeah. I don't want to smell that if I don't have
Or
to.
What if that smell is cinnamon buns?
Yeah.
That's way
I
more
smell
important.
More of that.
There's
I want
good
to
smell
more
dead
of
bodies.
That, or I want to smell less of that.
Tell me that's not a cinnamon bun candle, because I hope that's really cinnamon buns.
They're tasty.
Super tasty.
Can I have some?
What happens if we clear this place out, dude? Because everybody thinks we're weird.
What do you mean? Like, because of your commentary?
Have you gotten any front questions
no.
about us?
No, I'm surprised, frankly.
I thought you would.
What are this? Come on.
What's up with those?
I think you're just dudes talking to microphones. They're not recording anything.
No.
That's a statement, probably.
They think that they're so important, they have to record all their conversations.
Yeah, we do, actually.
That was the idea behind the original podcast, was just such a self-involved prick. You know who's really important?
Us.
Me. And you. And this guy only on his breaks and lunches.
We should record this.
We should have, every time we talk, every time we sit down and talk, we should fucking record it.
I'm out.
Thanks, man. You can leave that. You could have left it. Didn't have to move it. This guy's trouble.
Oh, shit. So you got like notes and stuff?
Sorry?
You got like notes and stuff?
I've got some notes.
I'd like to find a comfy spot. I feel like I'd have like another trip. Like I talked about the Doug Stanhope thing. Oh, another funny thing about the Doug Stanhope thing. You ready? Okay. So a couple times like during the show, he's like, whoever's fucking like recording me, or, like, whatever, like, knock it off. Like, not even because I give a shit about, like, the material getting out online.
Yeah.
It's just fucking distracting.
Really?
Like, two times he breaks.
You get that click of the
yeah,
tape
it was, like, either
machine.
A click or, like, the red dot or whatever. Like, just visually distracting him and taking him out of his train of thought.
Well, the recorders are pretty big, so I can assume, like,
well, it was
the
cell phone.
Tick, 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 tick of the tape flapping around in there. And, like, that's understandable. I think that would be distracting.
So
this goddamn coffee grinder back here is making
loud,
me nuts,
man. So he, like, the third time, he's like, I don't do this, but get that guy out of here.
Really?
Like, if you're going to keep, like, yeah. I told you the first time, like, if you want a fucking picture, I'll take a picture with you after the show. I don't even care about the material getting out.
Huh.
It's just a fucking distraction. So if you're not going to stop, get the fuck out.
Huh.
So they're leading this dude and his wife to the door. This dude's 50-something years old.
Really?
In a sweater vest.
It's crazy.
And Doug Stanhope's like the abortion king joke.
Huh.
Like, he's super edgy, whatever.
Yeah.
And I, the whole time, like, both times he yelled at him, I was like, some douchebag fucking IU student in the back, like, being a prick.
Huh.
And so, like, he's on his way out, and, like, he's like, are you going to knock it off? Like, you don't even have to. Like, now I feel bad.
Yeah.
Like, before the dude
just
gets to the door.
And,
just don't do it.
Just don't do it.
Yeah. And that'll be fine. And he's like, do you want to stay? And then he's like,
yeah, I kind of want to stay.
Yeah.
And he's like, fine, then stay. Just don't.
Turn off your tape machine.
Just turn off your thing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the show, like, it's a new bar, right? So he has, like, he has the owner come up on stage. He's like, let's just do it. Like, a bunch of people experience the bar for the first time tonight. What are your thoughts? What, like,
nice, okay.
I could use any ideas and heads up that he can get. One chick says, topless waiters. Like,
that's weird.
Just trying to be funny.
Yeah. She missed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he is like, I think maybe we can make that happen. Hey, recorder guy, take your top off. Gets the whole crowd to start chanting for this dude to take his top off. Dude takes his top off. Delivers the rest of Stanhope's drink to this chick. Like,
that's
walks
funny.
It over, topless, like...
Huh.
Just so funny that it was...
Nice.
That's the way that went.
Way to turn around a bad joke.
Yeah. And then he let some kid, I guess, before he got on, came up to him, was like, I'm a starting out comedian, and I got, like, a couple jokes I wanted to tell you. And I guess he told the kid to fuck off.
Yeah.
But then, like, at the end of the show, he's like... Hey, new guy, why don't you come up and tell your jokes?
Oh, yeah.
Like, this crowd's like, everybody's essentially itching to leave. We've all been sitting for 2 hours.
Yeah. Close it up, dude.
There's no way you're going to follow stand-up. How about you come up on stage and die? You want to be
a
comic? Here's step one. Come die.
Nice.
He barely even got out like two and a half jokes.
Bad?
Just
bad
not
jokes?
Funny.
Yeah.
Just not funny.
Yeah, it sounds about right.
But... But yeah, that's like all the Doug Stanhope stuff that I had from that story.
Sounds fun. Except for the topless dude part.
It was fun. It's so weird to go to stuff like that alone. Like, I was really glad I talked to those two dudes outside. Because then, like, I sort of, like, just briefly talked to them, like, before the show. But it was nice to smoke inside.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Uncommie bastards.
Jameson's powerful.
seeing the commercials where people are looking at their cell phones?
Like a lot
watching,
of those,
watching,
yeah.
You watch Hulu, right?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about then. We'll probably have some good commercials to talk about. Like, people just staring at their cell phones while they're sitting on the park bench or whatever. So
right.
Creepy. Like, we all look like assholes, dude.
Yeah, we
like,
do.
Big time.
Yeah, we
big
do.
Big time. Like, I'm watching TV on my mobile device.
Hypnotized.
I'm an asshole.
It's weird.
Super creepy.
It's really weird.
Like, super creepy, yeah. We should stop doing that.
Yeah, I mean, I've to the point that I've become, and I think these commercials are just like an added layer on top of this lasagna of shit.
Yeah.
That I've noticed.
Yeah.
Of people like looking at their cell phones.
Lasagna of shit sounds tasty though.
It's depends on the shit. It's not just young people though. It's old people too.
Yeah.
Like people that you would think like, shouldn't you be like railing about like cell phones and
reading
like,
a book?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, shouldn't you be mad at me for some reason?
It's weird. I was at a Frickers a couple days ago.
Okay. Probably a mistake.
Do what?
Probably a mistake.
Yeah. Almost definitely. A couple seemingly on a date both had their cell phones out.
Like tweeting a good conversation back and forth?
I guess they could have been. Like, is that a thing now?
I think maybe.
Ugh.
Like, just to keep, like, it punchy.
Okay. Because
like, you can't get, like, right. Too, like, and then he said this, and then he said that,
oh,
and then,
boy.
No.
It seems really rude to me.
I think so, too, man.
Like, I don't like anybody really on their phone.
Well, I think, like, have I have a different standard for it. Like, I notice a lot of people, like, talking on their cell phone.
Yeah.
Like, through cashier interactions.
Yeah. What's wrong with you?
Can't you just, like, hold on a sec, dude, and throw that in your pocket, and then, like, look a person in the eye?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
So
to me.
We should be able to, like, smack somebody that's on their phone.
I just think, like, smack the phone out of their hand.
All right.
Stop it.
Make sure the battery flies out.
Maybe, like, maybe just carry it, because you don't want to break somebody's, like, that's damaging their property, right? But,
sure.
Like, what if you, like, just carry it around, like, the squirt bottle that I use for, like, my cats?
Yeah.
And just, like,
some Pavlovian just, shit.
Just, like, got him in the face. Just.
You're living here. Stop.
We all, and like, not just you. Like, that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
It's not just you living here.
Yeah.
That's a person.
Yeah.
I'm a person.
You're annoying me.
And you're like, not only are you annoying me, like, I would put up with that. It's not even about me.
Yeah.
But, like, specifically, like.
You're in the world and.
Like, you realize, like, that person's making something that you're going to put in your body, right? You really want to, like.
Yeah.
Fuck them, like, right in front of them? Like, you just want to tell them to go suck it? And that they don't count as a person, I'm blown away by
that.
Yeah,
that's true. So what's the proper time? Like, when you're driving? Is that the only time you can...
lemon juice.
Is driving the only time you can
that's
talk
fine.
To use your cell phone?
That's fine. As long as nobody else is in the car.
Okay.
Christine yells at me about that all the time. Like, if I even check my Twitter for a second.
Really?
Yeah, she gets mad.
That's baloney. That's a big coat.
Oh, speaking of interpersonal stuff, did you want to like do like a therapy thing? So I had a nightmare.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want to lay down?
No, I can sit.
Okay.
I wish
Should I look
smell.
Away?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm comfortable.
Okay.
But like
we might have to stop in the middle of it, but.
Okay,
go
that's
ahead.
Fine.
Okay.
It's really actually kind of short. Like, it's
okay.
Pretty simple.
That's what she said.
That was a different nightmare.
Okay.
So I'm, like, in a place, and, like, I don't even remember exactly how it happened. I wish, like, I recorded something in the morning or typed something to myself,
sure.
But I didn't. And, like, somebody's like, hey, motherfucker, like, getting physical with me.
Nice.
No. Okay, it's all flooding back to me. Like,
uh-oh.
I'm on the street, right?
Okay.
I'm, like, hanging out outside a gas station.
Okay.
And, like, I make eye contact with some dude at some point, like, when I'm, like, in the gas station.
Yeah.
And then me and these two dudes, like, we're hanging out. We're obviously buddies.
Yeah.
And we go to the street, and we're hanging out. And dude, like, walks up to me, like, what's up, champ? What's up, slugger? And I'm, like, all uppity with me.
Yeah.
And, like, starts to swing, and I just sort of, like, slink away.
That's weird.
Like, don't even, like, defend myself at all. And here's the most, like, that's kind of part, like... Here's the therapy part. I'm kind of a coward, dude.
Like, a little bit. And here's the most frightening part. Like, in real life, I'm kind of a coward. Like, shouldn't I be a badass in my dream?
You would think, yeah.
Like, I could have flown away.
Even your subconscious is like, no, I'll pass.
I could have opened up the earth underneath him and, like, just let him be swallowed up. Like, oh, who's tough now?
What's
bye-bye
up, chief? Yeah.
I just slinked away until he stopped swinging his fist at me.
Were you in a comfortable bed?
I think.
That might have been the problem.
You should sleep on harder surfaces.
Yeah, like, yeah.
So you don't even think it's like a psychological
issue? No,
just
like, stop bothering me. I'm gonna sleep now. Knock it off.
I was just gonna, like,
I'll be over here sleeping.
Lay in this bed and, like, have, like, sort of superficial conversation with these two dudes who I didn't recognize from anywhere. They weren't friends, like, from real life.
Yeah.
But we were obviously cool in the dream.
Was it Jay and Silent Bob?
No.
Oh, okay.
One of them was kind of heavy, but...
Okay. But he talked a lot.
And one of them was kind of thin, but they both sort of talked.
Okay.
But, like...
Did they, like, make fun of you on your way out?
No!
Okay.
They didn't make fun of me.
Didn't
they
help
didn't,
out.
Like hey, fuck you, dude. Yeah. Like, they didn't anything.
Huh.
They just, like, huh. You'd have thought at some... Like, he swung at me, dude.
Really?
Like, not just, like, all uppity. Like, he swung at me.
Ready.
Didn't land it. Yeah. But, like, I just sort of, like, slunk my shoulders and, like, turned away.
I'll go away. Sorry.
Like, I'll be beta male. Don't, like... If you have to fuck me, it's like, it's cool. Just don't do it hard. Like,
maybe we felt sorry for him and wanted him to think he was tough.
I don't know, dude. It was like, I thought about it half the day at work.
Did you show him your tattoos?
No.
Did he have tattoos?
I don't
tattoos?
Even know if I had tattoos in the dream.
Okay. That'd be weird.
In fact, I think it was a little cold, so I had like long sleeves.
Okay.
But like, and then he was like across the street later. Like, I guess we're waiting for a bus or something. And like, so
that
he was
sounds
like
the nightmare to me.
He was like across the street, and like kept like eyeballing me, and like every time I would just like break eye contact.
Really?
Like, as soon as I saw, like, no, sorry, I want to look at you.
That's weird.
I'm like, here's what it's been making me think about, because I'm not super averse to pain.
Sure.
Like, I get burnt all the time.
Yeah.
I see myself respond to pain that I see others respond to.
Yeah.
And I feel like I do it pretty well.
Sure.
So it's not the pain. I don't understand what it is that I'm... I've never been in a fight. So
just
I think that's part of it.
Confrontation part of it, maybe?
I guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
So my new thought is, like, do I need to, like, get into, like, a karate class? Like, not... Here's why. Like, not to get good at karate.
Yeah.
Just to get hit in the face.
That's
just to be like, I've never been hit in the face.
So you want to start a fight club is what you're saying?
Right, but just the first part.
Okay.
Just that scene in the parking lot. Like,
okay.
I don't want it to get even good at fighting.
Okay.
I just want it so that, like, when I'm about to get hit in the face, the thought that's going across my head is, I wonder what this is going to be like.
Yeah.
Instead of...
I think it ends up being just the same as when you get hit in the face.
But I don't know what that is.
You gotten hit in the face with stuff. You know, like, close the door in your face or something?
Not like a direct, not hit in the face with like a skin bag of bones.
Okay. Well, it is a different
like it's always
feeling,
like metal and wood and like, and even then, like, not particularly hard.
Getting hit in the face with wood.
Dude, that dude in the dream could have literally pulled out his dick and just slapped me in the face with it.
I'm surprised he didn't.
Okay. Whatever.
It tastes nice.
Like, I was embarrassed of my own dream.
That's crazy,
dude.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed of my own dream.
Maybe you're just a wuss.
That's my big fear. My big fear is that it turns out, really, I'm just a fucking coward.
Yeah.
I'm just a fucking coward. And there's almost nothing I'd rather, like, that I would want to be less.
But that's potentially only because it's never been tested, correct?
I guess.
Like, you never know what happens if somebody really steps up. And like,
I guess. I mean, I've really never been in a position, like, I've never backed down that hard. I've never been in a physical confrontation that got to that point.
Yeah.
Where, like, a person fucking... I've never even really been swung on. Like, not even in high school.
Yeah. My stepbrother punched me back in the day.
I wish
for
I
no
had
good
a stepbrother.
Reason. And, like,
Can you put me in contact with your stepbrother?
Yeah.
Come over and punch me in the face.
Yeah, I've got to say that I've probably been in similar circumstances.
My dick felt
like,
that big.
Yeah. There's, like, back in
high
school...
That's small size for the listener.
There's a kid that hated me in high school for no good reason.
Right.
That he'd get up in my face all the time. And, like, there's one day in class where he got up in my face. Like, we were in class. I was sitting at my desk.
Right.
And he got mad at me for something that I don't even remember. And, like, came up and was just standing up in my face. And I just sat at my desk because I was like, I'm not, What's, I'm not going to right. get in a fight in the middle of class. Right. Like, what the hell?
Yeah,
but I also had enough pent-up anger at that point where I felt if I got up, I'd, like, I'm going to really...
Well, that's
I'm going to hit
thing.
You
like,
with this desk.
I actually feel like I would do well.
Yeah.
Like, not in, like, a karate match.
Sure.
But, like, in a street fight.
Yeah, sure.
Because, one, I've always done pretty well
Sand.
With pain.
Yeah.
And, two... I sort of black out when I get into a rage.
Sure.
And so that's, like, part of what I used to think is, like...
We should try it.
I wonder if I would ever, like, if I, like when I would stop.
Yeah.
Like, would I stop, like... I don't know. But I don't, like, want to fight.
We should try it. There's an alley right over there.
Stop looking at that dude. I don't want to fight that dude.
do you want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. If you're... God, I'm fucking up again. That's not the right way to...
What was it? I forgot it from last time.
If you're heading out... If you're heading out, thanks for listening. I like... Do you want to say goodbye better?
Yeah.
I think. Okay, we'll keep that.
Yeah, bye. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
I think that's the most important part. Because I always like it. I've noticed that, like, when I listen to podcasts. I really like it when they're like, hey, even if you didn't give us money, and none of you have given us money...
No.
Thanks for listening. And I mean that part, too.
Yeah.
I mean, none of you have given us money.
Yeah.
But I also mean, just thanks for listening.
Yeah. Tell people.
Somebody come hit me in the face.
I bet we can do that. Yeah, I bet we can arrange that.
I don't want Bobby to hit me in the face,
No,
dude.
Probably not. That'd be bad.
I don't want
That's
Bobby to hit me in the face.
That's a big bag of bone, flesh-covered bag of bones.
Yeah, he looks like his hands are calloused and stuff.
Yeah.
I want somebody with soft hands to hit me in the face.
That hooker in L.A., dude. Or the yeah. That'd be sweet.
Yeah.
Punched in the face with love. Soft hands.
Your hands are like felt pillows. Like baby hands.
Snortcoffee.com or at
Snortcoffee
on Twitter. You can call some phone numbers.
937-212-5035.
937-305-7836.
Just text them phone numbers.
Yeah, just text them. That's going to be your best bet. Nobody wants to actually
use... What are you, 300 years old? You're calling people? Don't call
Nobody wants to listen to voices.
Well,
nah.
Within reason.
Yeah. At least not live voices, I guess.
Yeah. Pre-recorded. The only voices I listen to are pre-recorded.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Smoke again?
Yeah, man.
That's a true story about that dream, dude.
I probably feel pretty similarly, dude. Like, I don't...
I've never woke up, like, ashamed. Like,
really?
I've had weird sex dreams and not woke up this ashamed.
Yeah.
Like, I was really, truly, like, you fucking coward.
Yeah, that's strange.
Such a weird feeling.
Yeah. I don't remember my dreams, so I'm...
Well, I haven't
got
been,
nothing.
I quit smoking.
Really?
Not, like, really intentionally, just, like, sort of... Like, half intentionally, because things are so iffy at work that I feel like maybe you should be able to...
We should talk about it more.
Huh?
We should talk about it more.
Is this going to be included?
Yeah.
I thought we all said goodbye.
Yeah, we did.
I do like the looseness of our, like... I always think it's funny when either I or somebody else gets caught. I forget the other time that somebody was like, I thought we were done.
Bobby. It's always Bobby.
Was it Bobby, or was it? I feel like Matt did it.
No, it's always Bobby.
What time is it?
7:30.
Nice, still good.
Yeah.
2 hours in.
Yeah.
It was Jesus Christ on a crutch, man.
The music,
it's
really rough.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, our soundtrack, gang. Sorry. I've been thinking about adding music to the show, like between bits.
I
have bits and sometimes we don't, so it kind of fucks it up.
Like, because I've been listening to Walking the Room.
Mm-hmm.
And the verdict's,
I'm almost out of that show.
The
verdict's just about done.
Still out,
yeah.
But like I'm 10 deep. I'm like 12 deep, and I'm still like the parts where they're really honest.
yeah.
I think are really good.
Yeah, I agree.
Like I love.
Yeah.
Like I heard one time when they were like talking about like I don't know how I'm gonna make any fucking money, dude.
Yeah.
Like I'm fucked.
Yeah.
And, like, that part I think is really good.
Yeah.
And I love the Hobo Tang stuff.
Yeah.
But then there's other stuff that just falls flat.
Yeah.
I think it's probably good enough that I'll keep listening.
Yeah.
And, again, I binge on those the same way
that
I do on TV shows.
Yeah.
Yeah. Podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah.
What kind of podcast?
Fairly random. Yeah. We talk about nonsense, basically.
Okay. Yeah.
You're on it right now, by the way.
I'm on.
Yeah. Do you want to? You want to sit down? You guys can sit down with us. Me neither. I don't either, so you're all right. No, I'm probably considered the host, and I still don't add anything.
Somebody y'all talk about?
You name it. Talk about anything. We're just talking about the Watchtower and Jehovah's Witnesses.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not typically a religious show, but I mean, it's something.
Do you know the score? Did you know who won the Penn State game today?
I have no idea. I can find out.
Look it up.
What do you know about Penn State?
They're going through a whole bunch of shit right now.
I've seen something on Twitter about that, but I don't know anything about it.
You don't know anything about it?
I
do you know about the Penn State?
Very little.
Scandal?
Yeah.
Awful.
Assistant coach was there for sexual relations with old players and little kids for a summer camp or something.
Yeah, for like underprivileged kids and stuff, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What was
he
doing?
He had sex with them.
Oh, yeah. Classy.
Yes, in the shower.
Well, that's a nice place to do it, I guess.
My boyfriend.
So you want to be
like
on show?
Like fogging up the windows,
cool.
Right? Hey, I'm on a show right now.
She's on the radio.
Okay.
You don't have to take it seriously.
Yeah, it's not that
so
kind of
So what
radio.
Do y'all do? Like, what's the podcast called?
Snort Coffee.
What?
Snort Coffee.
Snort Coffee.
Yeah.
Okay, so do you guys talk about anything and everything?
Yeah. Just sort of joke around.
Name?
Joel.
Jolt?
Joel.
Okay.
Austin.
Austin.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
You?
This is Kim, and this is Trevor.
Kim, Trevor.
I'm
Trevor.
Aaron.
Aaron.
Nice to meet you guys.
But Kim calls me the Pope because my last name is Pope.
Nice.
I know.
Man, we'll catch it. The Pope, do you have silly hats?
What do you say?
Do you have silly hats?
No.
Okay.
I don't.
Get her a silly hat.
Did they play Nebraska today?
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Did they play Nebraska?
Yeah, Penn State did.
Yeah.
They lost.
They lost. Surprising.
They fell, I guess.
McQueary was kicked off the team, and so was Joe Paterno.
So dude's banging out on little kids at a camp.
Yeah.
In the shower.
Yeah, in like
yes,
Penn
and
State facilities.
And McQueary saw them, and he told Joe Paterno. And both
you're saying
of them
words I don't understand, but okay.
What?
You're
like
saying words
coach.
I don't understand, but okay.
Administrative leave means that they're off
I'm with
the
you
team,
on that one.
Right?
Yeah.
So McQueary is off the team, but Joe Paterno got fired.
Okay.
Earlier this week.
Both of these people are hitting little kids in the showers?
Just the one.
No. What's his name?
Sandusky.
Sandusky. Thank you. You know it.
That's a city.
Also a dude.
Okay.
That's so. Right.
Awful.
I'm so confused.
It's a horrible. It really is a horrible story.
To your station.
Millions?
Millions.
We don't really know.
Millions, probably.
Okay.
Wait, you have to get the info.
Just snortcoffee.com.
Do you guys have a card?
Do you have stickers?
Snortcoffee.com.
Yeah.
Give her a sticker because we don't have cards.
You don't have cards?
No. Mm.
You know cards. What's cool? Is that you guys can do a virtual card? We'll show you.
Cool. Is it technology-based?
Yes.
I don't know anything about that either.
This little thing, right?
Oh, boy. That looks like technology.
It's technology.
Except
it's
for
totally
it's got a smiley face on it.
It's not coming off. There it is. You can hook that
up
to
your
computer.
Oh, nice. Like a thumb drive?
Okay.
And it'll load in everyone that you high-five with because it's like a high-five thing, right?
Are you selling these?
No. But I found this at a conference. You see,
you
like,
found
high fives.
It?
So
right.
If someone else has it, you can, like, connect with them, and then it'll have their contact information.
It just shares the information? That's cool.
Pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
It's like a little Obama. Yeah?
The chain is what sets
there.
It off.
What?
The chain around his neck. That's what it reminds me of
like
Obama.
Lanyard.
No, around the Obama's face.
Oh.
He's wearing a necklace.
Oh.
Because Obama wears necklaces.
Yeah.
Are y'all Republican?
Nah.
No?
Yeah, I don't really claim a party, but
okay.
Lean left, I'd say.
Lean left? Okay, yeah. Good call. Well, be on the lookout for the debate, I think, tonight?
Cool.
Because Rick Perry will probably make a fool out of himself again.
Again.
Nice to meet you.
Thanks for stopping in.
Oh, my goodness. Have a nice to meet you.
you.
Nice to meet you, too.
I don't know if I was talking
to you.
Take
care.
But
no, you're good.
I'm having a night.
Yeah.
Oh, drop-ins.
That's awesome. Yeah. That was what I was hoping for out of this, like more of those, but I never made the sign telling people, like, feel free to sit down and talk into that thing.
Curious George's.
Yeah.
Live from the Valley of the Beast.
Oh, I hope she didn't see my awake thing and think I was a Jehovah's Witness.
Well, I told her that we were talking about Jehovah's Witnessing. She was surprised.
Witnessing Jehovah?
Welcome to our call.
Folk tunes.